You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
America's got a new favorite cocktail, the margarita.
Making its way back around.
It is. It took the classic, top spot. Though. It is a classic, but for the first time, it's rated number one. 56% of people say it's their favorite drink.
It's hard to drink a lot of those.
It's too much acid.
It's so much acid. I can only have a couple.
I can't even do them. Give me the tequila.
Not my favorite.
Always turns into like an old people. Oh, too much acid.
We're old. I don't know.
Yes, it really plays with my reflux.
You know what? I'll tell you. I'll lay on my back and guess what?
Yep.
Here it comes like a bumbling thunder.
Classic GERD.
Yep.
They call it GERD. I know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't drink.
Salt schmalt, that doesn't help me at all.
No. Oh, that'll just ruin my high blood pressure.
Blood pressure?
Yeah.
The martini takes second spot.
Oh, my gout!
The old fashioned is next. A mimosa and then Moscow Mule round out the top five.
How is that still in the top five?
I don't understand Moscow Mule.
It's everywhere.
It needs to go away.
Just because of the copper mug?
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I never got into those.
No. I loved it for a while.
Really?
But yeah, but I... It's too
trendy for me.
It's too much.
Yeah.
That ginger beer is too much.
If I do any mixed drinks, it's usually just a Bloody Mary, except for my Spanish coffee adventure.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You got tricked into that almost, I guess.
The mimosas, the acid just plays with me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do a mimosa.
I did a lot of mimosas through the holidays.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Stuart, how you doing? Good morning. You're on with David Chuck the Freak. What's up?
Morning. Penis, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, Chuck, I was figuring out I was doing the same thing as you. I'd go out with buddies. I'd have like two or three beers, a local spot that we normally go to, and I was getting hangovers for some reason. And I'm 30, and I don't know reason for me to get a hangover.
Yeah.
And I got a buddy that cleans out taps for local bars.
Oh, yeah, that's another reason.
We started talking about it, and he gave to me a list of the bars around, and my bar hadn't cleaned their tap out in almost like 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you got to watch stuff like that.
I only drink bottle beer.
Yeah. I generally am. That all depends, man. If they got a great, they're like, well, we've got a 84-ounce beer for $1.
Yeah, right? It's hard.
Then it's like, oh,
beers.
My God.
Yeah.
I learned that every time I drink draft beer, like, it makes me feel awful. So I assume it's because no place I ever go. I go to, like, the Mos Eisley cantinas of the world. So
yeah, so they're not doing a lot of rum cleaning.
They don't care. So I just always get bottled beer now, one way or the other.
They also kept track when they were trying to figure out the most popular drinks, the time of day they were being ordered. So the margaritas and the martinis flowed most during the afternoon and early evening, especially in the happy hour window. But after midnight, all caution gets thrown to the wind because that's when Long Island iced tea popularity spiked up.
That's like a drink for after midnight. 21.
That's crazy.
From like 21 to 22 is the only time you should ever drink a Long Island.
I feel like that's the last time, honestly, I've had one of those.
Yeah.
It was in my early 20s, right?
I feel like that is a go-to drink as it's about to be closing time.
Yeah.
And you want to get as bombed as possible before, because, you know, the night doesn't necessarily end just because a bar is closing down.
Right.
It's funny. So you might as well get super bombed.
My mom is not a drinker at all. And in her 50s, she just became, she like had this Long Island iced tea kick for like a few minutes. And it was like, mom, can't drink those.
Yeah.
When you're not used to drinking at all and you really can't, you know, handle a lot of alcohol, that's not the go-to drink.
No, because it's 2.5 ounces
of booze. But it was entertaining for a minute. I'm like, oh my gosh, stop drinking those.
That is a funny thing to like dip your toe in.
Maybe it was because of the time and they were popular back then, but when I worked bar at the Red Lobster, it was the most popular drink.
Well, I think, you know, you're in Red Lobster, you're just trying to...
Yeah. I remember them
trying to get through.
They were just really... I still, to this day, rum, vodka, gin, tequila, triple sec, sour mix, coke.
Was it like an old school kind of, like maybe more popular back then in the 90s?
I think it was actually becoming popular, right?
Yeah.
Like it was like a hot drink then.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, do a lot of people order those now?
I haven't seen anybody drink a Long Island in a long time.
I'm going to be honest right now. I had to do some gig back in the day, and it was at, I won't name the place, one of these chain, like, have a great time, come on in, have a happy hour, great time. Mm-hmm. And I was there. They set me up there by the bar. So, like, there's a restaurant, but then there's the bar. The bar is different than the restaurant. The bar, it's just like people would stroll in there by themselves. And I watched everyone just get so bombed. And I was like, oh, this is a collection of people trying to forget.
Yeah.
And so they go to the happy time place?
They go to the happy time place because drinks are cheap.
That's all bars, right?
Yeah, like bars
like that.
There's a bar I go to and they have a jukebox, right? But
yeah,
like nothing plays if you don't put any money in.
Right.
So it's silent. And one time I went in there after we were done here, it was like 11. Mm. And I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, so like, there was
listen
people.
To the sounds of these alcoholics.
How many like, people were in there?
Like four old men.
Yeah.
Just sad as sad can be.
Yeah.
When there was place. People talking, it was sad.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, I was awesome. There for, it was like 2 hours, and it was like I left. Oh my God. Like people were telling their stories, you know, like when they got a story to tell.
Therapy for a lot of people. Oh, all the way around. They can drink and talk.
A couple of guys that would come into the Red Lobster and sit on the old sea stools and tell you their tales.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't know. Make enough for this.
Old lobster fisherman.
I didn't like throw a towel over my shoulder and sit there and tell me about
school. Yeah, it's old school. Bartenders like that are a little bit of a therapist.
I spent a lot of time in dive bars when I was younger, of course, and you'd see like kids going to grip their parents out of there, and it was so sad, like dragging them out, like come on,
yeah, come on, Dad.
Oh my God, I'm like this is a really dark
that
place.
That describes Ireland.
Yeah. Honestly, if you needed to find your parents, they were in a pub.
My dad's down at the bar in the corner.
Yeah, like that's how my
go
dad.
Call
grew
your dad
up.
For dinner.
Yeah,
my dad had to go and fight. Fight his way in and fight his way out with him and his brother to go get his dad all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd get a frantic phone call that, your dad started a war down here. They'd have to go and save him.
Yeah.
No, I remember going, my cousin taking my hand and my grandmother would send us down to get all my dad and my other uncles to come back for dinner. They were at the bar, the pub on the corner. A bunch of guys saying their buddies drink Long Island iced tea. My buddy is a basic bitch. He gets Long Islands all the time.
How old are they?
I don't know. Another one. All my buddy will drink is Long Islands.
That's so crazy.
Probably in their 20s.
Somebody wanting a deal probably and get as much booze as they can.
I mean, you do get a ton of booze, right? It's just about getting bombed.
It's a bang for your buck, right?
It's about getting bombed.
2.5 ounces.
You don't have a ton of...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much money you have, but, you know, maybe you're just on a budget. You don't want to spend all your money on...
I gotta be careful with drinking now because I do this thing. I got this new thing where I go into vicious jukebox wars with somebody.
Yeah, you've told me right, about a couple of these.
Well, I was in there. Me and my buddy went the 8 tequila shot day, and we went in there and we're just drinking. And it's us, the bartender. It's great. And I'm like playing all this music I want to hear. So then these people come in, this girl, and then her dude looks like he's wearing like the same outfit as Janis Joplin.
This man looked like Janis Joplin.
Yeah. So this Janis Joplin man and his, what I assume is his girl sit at the bar.
Yeah.
And I got like stuff I like playing. Mm. I think it was Ministry or something.
Yeah.
Like hardcore. And she's like, who is playing? What? Why is, can you just like, I'm sitting right by the speaker. Can you pick something different? And I was drunk, right? So I'm like, listen, bitch, I'll never apologize to you or anybody for Ministry ever.
Just one kick!
And I'm like, now I'm going to play more.
Yeah.
And then they were like, they didn't realize like I was going to outbid them on the skipping.
Oh, yes.
Because you
That's
can
right.
skip on these jukebox things if you pay an extra couple of bucks. So Janis Joplin tries playing Canned Heat. Mm-hmm. So it's like, in the middle of it, it's like, Ministry ends, and then it's like, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
On the road again. Like, going up the country. Going up. And I'm like, mm-mm. So
like, oh, that'd make me leave a place.
I put in an amount of hardcore going songs. Going up the country. I'm like, Janis Joplin! Listen here, man! I was like, oh my God. So, like, I played the most hardcore stuff. The whole bar got mad at me.
The whole bar?
Yeah, the whole bar got mad at me. And I was like, oh, you people, I'll never apologize for Lords of Acid. I was like, you need to hear this.
Lords of Acid. Such a difference between Janis Joplin and Lords of Acid.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, take your flower vest and listen to this. And maybe just.
Oh my God, Andy.
I was like, God damn it. So I'm pumping these songs, and Lords of Acid playing is the song. I can't even say the title of it.
I know the song.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite.
It's like my favorite, like, ruin everybody's evening song.
Yeah.
So the bar's in disarray because
it's crazy.
You're not ready for it.
They're like, you've never heard it.
If you've got a flower vest on, you've never heard that song.
No. Who played this? Who did that? Why would they do that? I was like, that's me.
So you're like the karaoke Nazi?
Yeah, I was like, say something to me anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll rip your flower hat off you and kick it on the woodward.
You're nuts.
So then I was like, this is getting a bit aggressive, Bill. So my buddy, I was like, we better probably get out go to a new place because like people get so mad.
What was he doing throughout the whole thing?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He's ready.
Yeah. He thought it was great.
He's ready.
At any point, he would have taken care of Janis Joplin. I pump in like,
don't worry, I'll snap Janis
Joplin. Hour's worth of music before I left too. So I was like,
a big
like, everybody learn.
I don't know why they probably went over, like, unplug the machine. And, how do we reset it?
What's great is with my app, I can do it from anywhere.
That's brilliant. You can be at home and put on Lords of Acid.
So you could do it right now.
I could do it right now, and I will. Like, I sat at home the other day, and I was like, just in case any of those bastards are there.
It's like a good dollar. It's like worth it to spend a buck.
It's a weird thing. Like, I don't look for fights. I don't get aggressive in any other way, really, except for jukeboxes. When somebody, I couldn't believe that chick. She's like, the chick and her Janis Joplin boyfriend or whatever, the chick was like, I'm a singer in a band, so I know music. I was like, aren't we all singers in a band?
Yeah. You're so bitter and quirky when you're wasted there.
I am bitter and quirky.
Yes, that's how I would describe him. Bitter, quirky.
Green bean
is a couple quirks.
It was crazy aggressive what I did with that jukebox, man.
An app, that's really, I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, it's sweet. Wow. By the way, I kept my anonymity.
This is that,
until somebody outed me. They could look around.
A lot of the guys who drink Long Island iced tea, by the way, are hitting us up. They just want to let us know it's all cool.
Oh, is it?
27-year-old straight male mechanic loves Long Island iced tea. I'm not on a budget either. Someone said, you guys are offending me. I'm 6'5", 300-pound man, always a Long Island drinker.
Really?
I'm not a bitch. So you guys can't drink it. Control yourself, bitches.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fine. Relax.
I think it was implied it could possibly be a gay drink.
That might have been just everyone else on text.
This guy said his dad's 60. He'll put back 10 Long Island.
Oh, my God.
That's 25 ounces of alcohol.
Too much.
When you're a grandpa, you go one way or the other.
Yeah.
You're like my dad, and you don't really drink, or you're like other people, and you can drink more than you'd ever imagine. Like
that is funny.
Darth Vader of drinking.
People are touchy about their Long Island.
Yeah,
they are.
Don't offend their drink of choice. No one likes their drink of choice to be like
insulted.
Yeah, insulted. Yeah. Or your manhood.
Right,
because
they take it personally.
You know. Like, I've always said, I think wine is the most girly drink you could ever order, and there's tons of dudes that drink wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think and now I, more than ever, that stigma's them. Gone from wine.
Not to me.
I think if you get a man that drinks, like, a rosé, maybe.
But if you go to a bar, you shouldn't drink wine.
No, a dude shouldn't drink wine at bars.
No, a bar.
I mean, like, one of the biggest guys I know, he just drinks wine.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, Maynard loves wine.
He has his own wine, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's so into it.
What's crazy is, you know, I'm into all the cocktails, you know, the whole cocktail scene, but how much money they charge at all these places.
It's
$13 or more.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah. We were at a place. It was a hotel lobby, so you're going to get raped anyway. But it was one drink. It was $19 for a drink.
It's crazy.
It was stupid.
That is crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Earlier this week, we told you about a house for sale in a Philadelphia suburb that has something special that most other houses don't actually have in it, and that is a fully stocked sex dungeon.
Yes.
It was selling the asking price $750,000. After becoming the most popular and talked about real estate listing of the week, the homeowners have finally come out to talk about that house and set the record straight. Vince Marie and Priscilla Costa. We were trying to figure out what the deal was. Was it a single dad?
Yeah.
So this guy's wife did pass away.
Okay.
But he has since found a new Brazilian girlfriend.
Oh, now it all makes sense.
They came up with this, including their sex dungeon in their house listing as a way to get some attention.
Yeah, it worked.
And as a way also to get more customers as a possible Airbnb destination. It has backfired once. 150 people showed up at the house when they rented it once.
Holy crap.
Neighbors were pissed. And now that this has gone viral, their real estate listing, they're getting a stink eye from the prudes, and they do say their kids are getting bad treatment from their classmates.
Well,
either way, Vince and Priscilla say they have no regrets, and they say this was not a stunt that their real estate agent put on. They actually spoke about it, and we put this video up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There is a pic of them there. They're younger than I thought they'd be.
I thought that they had a college kid. How old are they?
Well, I think he's
older.
He's older, but he's using all the same tricks.
He was married to his last wife for 27 years.
Yeah,
he looks younger.
Yeah, because he has mom jeans on, and he's...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got black fingernails.
Oh, yeah, he looks older. Okay.
That beanie and the beard helps hide a lot.
It does.
Trust me, I do the same thing.
Actually, you have that same look when you leave to go home.
Exactly.
So here's what they have to say about this whole thing.
I don't have the mom jeans yet.
Let's listen in if we can. We're going to need to. It's low volume.
Marvin, since Friday, it's been a lot of fun. The objective of this whole entire thing was to generate publicity for MXS, Maison XS, that is, and sell the house at the same time. So it's like a win-win situation for us.
It was hectic and amazing.
Yeah.
And fun. And reading all the response and
comments
and seeing it work.
Dealing with fans.
Yeah.
dealing with not so many fans.
Yeah.
Honestly, quite frankly, it's like I'm seeing more of a positive. Like 90%, 99% of it
is
more positive and encouraging, and people are comfortable with it. And what we love about it is the fact that MXS is basically, the concept is like just be you and enjoy yourself. And
Don't judge.
Yes. Regardless of what you're into. At the highest extreme of hardcore, all the way down to being wrapped in a sheet and just laying down in your bed and doing nothing. We don't care. It's just be you.
He's like an even douchier version of Dave Navarro.
You know what he reminds me of?
He's like somehow even douchier.
Like the lead singer of Train.
If the lead singer
of Train had a sex dungeon,
yeah,
that's what he reminds me of. This
lead
guy.
Singer of Train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Just imagine that.
He does look like that guy, though.
He does.
He does.
He's just
okay. So wait a second. Let's back up.
Yep.
So his wife died.
His wife of 27 years died of an aneurysm.
He has moved this Brazilian woman in
right
and
away.
Created a sex room.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Right
it's
away.
Exactly what he did.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
How quickly they forget.
At first, when I come here, I thought he was trying.
But it turns out he's a nut. But he has a nice house.
You know, Trent?
He calls his house Maison Excess.
Mm-hmm.
Maison Excess. Boy.
Oh, a sexy house.
Like, I literally, watching that interview made me want to get on a plane, face all the turbulence in the world, get off the plane, and find him and tell him he's a douche, and then fly back.
I would love to know how long it took him to move on.
Oh, well, yeah. She only died in 2018.
Oh, my God.
She died in February 2018.
She died. He comes here right away, next day.
So I'm, like, wondering when this new chick moved in.
And they have a, with his ex, well, his
widow,
a 14-year-old and a 20-year-old.
It's so funny because the Brazilian chick on their second date was like, "You're my soulmate."
Of course,
she does. And then, you're, guess what? You come to the States.
Yeah. She has two kids of her own, 11 and 15.
Oh, man. It's like the weird Brady Bunch.
The sexy, kinky Brady Bunch.
I just take your beanie off for the you're inside, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Your head's going to get hot.
Don't want, he doesn't want to show off his bald.
Right.
That's what it is. That's trust me. Absolutely. I almost guarantee he's got my exact hairline.
Just like a Bret Michaels,
beanie.
Do-rag or whatever when he wears that.
Yep.
She's an artist, and he runs a creative production agency.
Of course he does.
How's she running a creative production agency? She just moved to the United States.
No, she's an artist. He runs the creative production.
She's an artist.
Oh.
Sex artist.
I make a penis with my titties.
Yeah, exactly. She's a model or something.
Well, it worked for them, you guys. No, I mean, no word if it's sold yet. They could have offers. They say they seem happy with how it's going, but different than what I pictured. The people behind this that were selling it.
For sure.
Someone's
been married for 27 years.
Yeah, you expect something.
You expect something totally different.
I pictured like a creepy old man who had older kids.
Yeah. Right. Well,
who had a sex dungeon.
He is still a creepy old man.
I know, but he doesn't look that
who has older kids.
Well, he's like, you're right about the Dave Navarro thing. That's all I see now. Like a douchier Dave Navarro. Yeah. I didn't even know that was possible.
I know. It's hard. It's hard to imagine.
Like, I can't even.
It's happened.
You can go check out their interview.
With no talent.
See what this couple looks like for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We couldn't afford .com, so we bought .com. No,
don't give anybody any ideas.
DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Saving money.
Imagine what the dead wife's family must be thinking.
Oh, there's no way that any of those 27 years they liked him.
You know what they didn't clarify was the sex dungeon there with them before she died?
I don't believe so. It seems like a new thing in his life. His creative brain decided, hey, I've got this great idea. We've got this house. We'll put a sex dungeon in the basement. I'm not even sold that they even use it.
I'm not sold they even use it.
I think it was just like, what is every, like, 50 Shades of Grey article you can put in, and then we'll sell it on Airbnb and get these sexual freaks to come and rent our house. That's all they're really going for.
Mm-hmm.
He's just one of those dudes. There's these dudes that I hope I never become that when I'm, like, old. Like, I'm, like, trying to look like a rock star.
Trying too hard,
oh.
Like...
Well, no, because you don't try and look like a rock star now,
I know, right?
It's not like all of a sudden that's going to kick in.
You got a button up on.
Do you think this guy always tried to look like a rock star?
Yes, probably. 100%.
Even when he was
married? He's lived long enough to where there's 9 different kinds of rock stars. He probably was a 80s hair metal rock star.
Yeah, true. He was like the guy we met, remember he came in here. He has a TV show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got a new TV show, but it's still the same thing.
I agree.
Terrible.
Totally the same.
Mm-hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. What's your top sex fear? Does it make the list with the rest of the country? Survey respondents answered those questions in the U.S. and Europe. So they break it down per country, and then they see per sex, male or female,
mm-hmm.
and then Europe versus U.S.
Okay.
how we all rate our sex spheres. And it does differ absolutely between men and women. Men worry about things that women
don't have to worry about.
Yeah. And vice versa. One of the things that definitely came up, my body hair will be a turnoff. That was one of the top sex fears.
All right, check
for men and for some women.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Some girls are hairy in spots that they don't want to be.
Just take care of that.
Yeah, right.
Whenever
we talk about female body hair, her word is take care of it.
Yeah, and well, you have a hairy chest as a chick, you have to take care of it.
Hairy chest?
Yeah, like if you got hair. It exists.
Yeah.
They get hairy.
Even hairy nipples.
Hairy, like a lot of hair. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Well, look up female hairy chest.
Women.
Do we have to?
With ew. Hairy chest.
Ew.
Ew.
Do we have to?
Ew.
Ew.
Let's see it.
Oh.
Whoa.
That can't be right.
No, okay, some of this is Photoshop.
Most
of it. No, but some of it, I've seen it.
It definitely exists.
It exists.
My friend ran into it.
Yeah, we knew a girl that had it.
That Rosie O'Donnell pit got me.
I mean, these are all bullcrap.
It's all BS.
I mean, I know we talked about it before, but I didn't realize it was like a lot of hair.
No, I think you can get like a little patch. Not the way mine looks, but like the way like a girl's arm hair might look.
I think there's certain cultures where they do get quite a bit.
Okay, well, all of it can be taken care of.
Exactly. Absolutely. I would agree with you.
But men probably have more of a harder time with that.
Well, there's nothing. I can't take care of it.
Yeah.
I can't take care of it. It's too much to take care of. You're talking about a razor blade every day.
So when you were in the dating world, which part of your body hair would you focus on the most removing?
Just my back is
your
really...
Back and
yeah.
Your junk.
Yeah, my back. Even my junk, you know, you don't... It was not as big a concern to me as my back. But I got a hang up about it. You know,
yeah,
but then but I also like I never did my butt, which my butt is just as hairy as everything else,
right?
So it's weird.
Someone said butt plug going in, getting sucked up and not coming back out. Biggest sex
fear. Terrifying thing, isn't it?
It's an advanced
I'm with
fear.
The one on above that is hands down snapping the penis while she's on top.
That's terrifying.
It is absolutely for every man.
I almost
want to
get
be
a safety device, like a belt or something that like
yeah, like a seat belt, like
an airbag.
You can set it,
click
and
it down
it.
To the right amount of inches. There you go. Go to town.
Just go nuts. Go nuts.
Here's what some women are saying: having a dude ask me to give it to him in the back door. That's my biggest fear.
That's terrifying. I would
it's
assume
on the rise.
Some, yeah, it is on the rise.
It sure is.
And some girls are just fine with it, I think.
Yeah, they are. They've told us.
But.
Accidentally farting in my man's face while receiving favors.
Yeah, clear the chambers, ladies. And fellas.
I don't know how you don't. Like, if you're feeling like that, you can't let stuff progress to there.
Time out.
This woman is having a meltdown. I would flip my, if my boobs had hair growing off them. I'd whore myself out to get laser removal.
Yeah. No, that happens.
Do what you got to do.
Listen, I've met someone with a full beard.
A female.
Yes.
Oh, you see that all the time.
Yeah.
So
that's common.
If you've got a beard, you've got other stuff too. That's not the only thing
if you have a beard, you're not getting anywhere like with a guy.
Right.
Oh, I've met.
Oh, madam.
Yeah, I've seen them. They were.
Oh,
they
really?
They were quite married.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever seen
quite
a woman with a beard.
With kids.
I see, like,
I'll tell you where
the
to.
Neck. Hmm. I've seen women with, like, neck beards.
This girl had full beard.
Sides and everything.
Sides and down and, like, a bit of a goatee.
That is a lot.
And several kids.
I've seen it once, beard, and once, stash. The stash got me, because that was even more confusing. Like, because you obviously took the time to get rid of other, but you've let the stash continue, lady.
Wow, so she had the rest of it, but...
Yeah.
Left the stash.
She was an older black lady, and she had a full stash.
Wow.
She served Amber at some place we were at, and I'm like, oh, goodness.
Mm. Yeah.
Lovely
mustache
lady.
Stash is an odd.
Lovely lady, but hard to focus on anything but the stash.
This is like a light-skinned girl with very dark hair.
Mm.
And, like, basically almost the same length as mine.
Really?
And full the sides.
Beard. Oh, my God.
So we're asking you what your top sex fear is. Does it make the list here of this national survey? 1-855-954-6969. A bunch of people texting us, and a bunch of people have that losing a butt plug fear.
Man, just get...
I guess if you use them, you got to be careful.
Just make sure you get one where the back end is bigger than the front end, so that way it's going to stop at the door.
This person said they spent 30 minutes fishing one out.
Oh, my God.
They got to stop on them.
Yeah, but like James said, so if you got one that's like an onion, and then the stopper is the same size, if the onion goes in, it can sometimes pull the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Right through.
I work with a guy whose wife has a patch of really long hair between her breasts.
Yes.
And he won't let her take care of it.
He loves it.
He lays in bed next to her and twists it between his fingers.
Oh, God.
Because they were meant to be.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. There's someone for anybody. There's someone for everybody.
What am I doing? Just laying here with my lady, twiddling her chest hairs.
Maybe she braids his taint hairs.
You could with mine.
Got some corn rolls going down there.
All right.
I'm glad everybody's got this beads. Sprained penis fear.
A lot of guys have the sprained penis fear.
That's
fractured.
Oh. I had a good buddy break his.
It is no.
His girlfriend snapped it.
Yeah, dude. This guy said, my wife is a bigger girl. She always...
What?
She always wants to sit.
So just suffocation, huh?
He said, that's my sex fear.
She likes to use his face as a wife.
Oh, man.
I imagine that as like, you know that Independence Day scene when the mothership comes over the city and the shadow and all just darkens. Yeah. That's what that'd be like
if she's approaching and...
You've got to say no, right? I mean, you don't want to hurt her. She's still your lady. She's your big lady.
That is your big lady.
I would have. I think you got to flip the script.
Oh, you, yes. Let her lie.
Oh, yeah.
Just, put your face
advanced,
upon.
It's an
instead of her upon you, you upon her.
It's an advanced porno move.
People have killed people that way.
Guy on top?
No. Girl, like big girl on top. Smothered.
Well, they've killed them good.
Yeah, he's just got to say no.
Yeah.
Sean has a comment here. We're talking about your top sex fears. What's yours, Sean?
Well, I actually was involved in one of those situations where a butt plug got sucked into a girl's butt, like, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. But it had, like, this little, like, hook on the end, of like a loop that you could attach, like, a foxtail or some kind of tail to.
Yeah.
So what I ended up doing was I kind of, like, stuck a finger in to try and, like, loosen things up. Mm. And then I got a wire coat hanger.
Oh, my God.
And hooked it on the end.
Oh.
And then just ripcord.
Ripcord.
And how did that end?
She didn't cry, but she definitely was kind of, like, in the fetal position afterwards.
Did she defecate?
Oh, Dave.
You're not getting to the bottom of it.
No, Dave. Okay. I would assume. I would just assume.
Dave. Too far.
Sean's like a sexual MacGyver, man. MacGyver to coat hanger to pull
butt plug. Everybody, you know? When the butt plug disappears, is going to try to do something.
Oh my God. You try to get it out at home before you go anywhere.
You know the inventions I would make if it happened to me? I would be like Da Vinci. Honestly, I mean, they'd be like,
is that a flying
turns out he was smarter than Nikola Tesla. He came up with more advanced butt removal tools than anyone in the history.
These advanced drawings from somebody from the distant past named Charles. He's created these devices. I don't know if they're flying machines.
Now to check that out, that's just a butt plug remover there.
That thing spins around and then it rips a butt plug right out of you.
Yep.
You know,
exactly,
the opposite of something we talked about earlier. This guy's had a girl whipping out a strap on. That's his biggest fear.
Oh, I just shake your hand and wish you farewell.
Yeah, there's nothing to be scared of. You just go, no.
Yeah.
No.
I guess what? Okay,
no,
here's the fear. Here's the fear, though. You've signed up for some kind of horseplay where it's you've been tied up.
Well, you would.
No! I'll call the police! No! No! Help! Help! Help!
I'll be honest.
Better have a safe word.
I mean, if I have to.
I'll call the police!
What do you do? I mean, what do you do? I just start making my siren noise as loud as I can and hope someone hears it. But, you know.
You mean your loud gay siren?
Yeah, my loud gay siren. Yeah. You know, like, I'm hoping someone hears me, but what an embarrassing situation.
I feel like that's about to happen to you, and you are tied up. You'd get the adrenaline, and you'd rip whatever you're tied up to off.
I would hope you're right, but I don't think you are. I think they make those things tough to the point where you're never getting out of them.
I think some of them.
Yeah.
Because a different kind of fear on a similar note. Someone said, biggest sex fear, letting someone tie me up, but then it turned out to be a joke, and then they just leave me there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd take that over strap-on Susie.
You should really be in a, you know, committed kind of thing before you start letting people
trust
try.
There.
You need some trust. I don't understand. I couldn't even imagine, like, a Tinder hookup.
Where you get tied up.
Where there's tying up involved.
Oh, I assume you're just after my wallet.
Yeah.
There are so many guys who have texted in their biggest sex fear is that their lady will bite their dong off.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, are they worried that, or are they worried that they're not the greatest guy in the world, and what does she find out? That's how you get a bit off, guys.
Right, yes.
It's not
you've got guilty conscience or something, right?
You get it bit off because you're not the greatest dude in the world.
Not because she doesn't have anything.
A girl doesn't just decide to bite it off on a whim.
That's
they find out you're banging somebody else, and then they bite it off.
Well, yeah, if you're cheating on somebody, don't go teeth.
All right, let's move on here. What's your biggest sex fear, Huey?
So my girlfriend, for 6 months, every other week, she'd turn around and try to peg me with strap on.
Yeah. My God. Every other week, huh?
Like every fortnight? Why?
Yeah. What's that?
Every fortnight.
I don't know. Every other week she was trying to do it. She's like, I just want you to do it and then I'll let you peg me afterward. And I'm like, that's a no-go for me myself. And then about 6 months down the road, we're not doing anything for like a month and a half because I wouldn't do that with her.
Oh, my God.
It's just time to, you're just not meant to be, you know?
No,
like, sometimes you're not meant to be.
Huey. Imagine the fortnight rolls around again and now I've just got to guard my beehole.
No, it's one time.
Yeah.
It's one time because once I know, like, oh, man, that's where your sexual escapades end, huh? Like, that's your pinnacle.
That's what they want.
We're not meant to be.
Right. Yeah.
You need someone whose pinnacle is within your wheelhouse.
Right. Yeah, Huey just bit off more than he could chew.
And if your pinnacle is more than they're willing to do, then you probably aren't meant to be either.
If I was friends with him and his name was Huey, I would call him Huey Lewis and the Nope.
Okay, what about this one? This is twisted.
The screws. Listen, the screws.
My biggest sex fear, my wife asking for a cuckold with her male cousin. She's slightly obsessed with him and always telling me I should dress more like him and have a hairstyle like his. Creeps me out.
Mm. Oh. You're betrothed.
It's a weird fear.
That's a stupid, crazy,
terrified
weird fear.
Of
am
exist.
I weird for thinking my wife wants to bang my cousin in a cuckold situation?
I think it's her own cousin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her own cousin.
Her cousin?
She insists.
She likes the way that he dresses and his hair.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Know. Yeah.
I'd be more worried about that, the cousin loving.
Yeah, I don't know how you're married to someone you think that might love their cousin.
If Amber said that she was wanting me to dress like her cousin.
Yeah.
It's odd.
Peace, Indian lady.
Right.
This guy's gone. Biggest sex fear, being chopped on. All right, maybe chomped.
Chomped on.
Chomped on.
Same thing.
I thought it was something new I'd never heard of. Chopped on?
No.
But just a big thumb texter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of farting fears. That's a big one, especially ladies.
Well, farting is really embarrassing in that, I mean, I think for guys and girls, it's not like it's not terrifying, like having it bit off or something like that. But it's obviously like a super embarrassing thing.
In that moment when you're trying to be all sexy.
Right. Yeah. If you're with a girl and she farted on you.
Vice versa. Like, I'm trying to be like a sexy man and thrust away and my farts start lining up with every thrust.
I'll be honest. I would, if I had to put odds on like a guy farting,
the odds are like way higher than a girl farting. So for me, if you farted, oh well. But if a chick farted,
oh, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
It is crazy.
It's nuts.
You gotta turn your music up really loud and
yeah, you gotta have
yell
some.
A lot.
Oh, yeah, you gotta
cover it up.
Freaking drum and bass. Hey!
Yeah, no, I don't know if that would work.
Oh my
I think
God.
People would.
That's terrifying.
Don't have sex in silence.
Dave tried to
find
another YouTube
face sound. Jazz bass.
Cover up the farts with the jazz.
Jazz bass.
Okay, voice changing technology. Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
Very good.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, God. All right, go ahead.
So I've kind of outgrown it a little bit, but I used to be really scared of being tied up. I watched Basic Instinct at a way too young age, and so I always felt like, you know, I was going to get tied up and some chick was just going to, you know, go at me with an ice pick or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, a healthy fear. And a bunch of guys who had that fear of a woman chomping down on it or biting it off, they all seem to have like, oh, she has TMJ. Or she's had a jaw cramp and bit down really hard once before. That's where their fear comes from for a few of those guys.
I'm sorry, but if you've got like a...
You got a chomping twitch?
You got to find something else to do.
A little forego beaters.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it sucks. You lose that out of your life, but if you could... If I take a risk of getting it or getting it bit off...
Dude, it takes a very small bite to like just decimate something.
Listen... Your finger can come off with the same force as a baby carrot.
Right.
Okay. So he's got no bones in him.
Oh, he's got no bones.
So someone said, biggest fear is if my girl were to stick her finger back there and I end up liking it.
I understand that fear. I mean, because does it lead you to the terrible...
To Mordor.
Yeah. Yes. Are you throwing the ring in the volcano?
Someone said, I'm
the butt.
Always afraid of toilet paper being down there when he goes downtown.
Oh, my God.
Clean your bits.
Just make sure you
clean your dirty bits.
My God. Just blast it out if you want.
Do what you got to do, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Just if you're going to go down.
Wow.
As a guy, I'll say this. We want it to be as perfect as it can be down there.
Well, yes.
Maybe for her, it's like a surprise. Didn't know that was about to happen.
Yeah.
She used cheap toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Right.
Right.
My God.
Innocent mistake, I guess.
My God.
Innocent mistake.
Spontaneity.
Okay, so the top fears for both men and women then?
One ply.
One ply.
We'll go from bottom to top. Okay, so from ranked... Less of a fear to most.
Yeah.
Body hair being a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Partner will think you're inexperienced.
Mm-hmm.
Partner will want to do something you're not comfortable with.
Yep. Yeah. Big.
An embarrassing bodily function will happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It will be awkward after sex.
So, how was that?
You are bad at sex. Now we're getting to the top five
here. Yes, this is my wheelhouse.
Your partner won't have an orgasm.
Yeah, duh.
Your partner will find your naked body unappealing.
Duh.
The condom will break, resulting in pregnancy.
Oh.
Number one fear, though, STIs.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm glad the main fears are
what they should be.
Because those are the only two things I'm really worried about. The other stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't find me appealing naked, then, well...
Right.
We'll find somebody else that does.
And number one, fear of clown orgies.
100%!
That's 11. I came in 11th. No, Dave.
Oh.
That's called them all.
Oh, no, no!
That's called them all, too.
Get away, clown orgy lovers!
I think that's the sound of a clown orgy finish.
Exactly.
That's a mating call.
Yep. Stare into the flower, Dave.
There you go.
By the way, when they break it down just for men, also, of course, as you can imagine, making the list premature, right up there near the top. Won't be able to get it up.
Yeah.
And penis not adequate.
So cuckold with a cousin that wasn't on the list?
Did not make the list.
No, it didn't make the list.
It's so crazy to have like eight of the top Fears.
Like, check.
I mean,
check.
I think a lot of those fears are common.
Just a universal thing.
Most of us have them on some level. Maybe worse than others, but everyone has them on some level.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There is a guy in England who drank so much Monster Energy drink. That it destroyed his teeth. And when he bit into an apple, they finally snapped.
Okay, you got to watch it. You know,
it's too much.
He snapped four of his teeth. He's going to need 24 fillings after spending months drinking as many as six cans of Monster Energy a day.
Oh, my God.
The 21-year-old British guy got hooked on the drink, which is full of caffeine and sugar, to help him stay awake for his college studies. Soon he was drinking up to 45 cans a week. His four front teeth eventually snapped when he bit into an apple.
Don't show me him.
Dentists discovered, though, that every tooth in his mouth had rotted.
Get ready, Chuck.
He'll need 24 fillings and dentures, which will cost him about $3,000. He's unemployed, so he's embarrassed. He was so embarrassed that he actually quit his studies, and he fears now he'll never find a job. So that was him before.
Oh, well, you can tell something's wrong, right? You can tell they're dying from the inside.
He's got bad
Well, kids. He's British, so it's really hard to tell what came first.
Wrong.
Oh, where's the rest of the... Oh, there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, they're died. That? They're dead from the top down.
Oh, my Lord.
You just made a word.
Holy Lord, help us.
Somehow it was the perfect word.
Oh, my Lord.
Lord, save us all.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Lord, he's like the Lord of bad teeth. Oh, Lord.
May Dord be swift with his vengeance and might.
Dord has struck him. Struck down his teeth.
Dord's fury has came upon his jibs.
Dord, god of teeth.
Oh, that's awful.
Dord, god of jibs.
Oh, I can't. It's horrifying.
I feel like there's more than just energy drink issues.
Me
with that
too.
Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I
that's
Well,
it's two things.
Oh, oh, God, they get worse. Dord, where are you?
Dord, please have mercy.
Have you forsaken us, Dord?
Have mercy, Dord. Have mercy on us, Dord.
Why have you forsaken us, Dord?
Dord, god of power and teeth.
Dord!
Dord, what you do?
Heavenly Dord! Dord does not ride with us this day! Dord is forsaken us!
An apple?
An apple.
An apple snapped his teeth! By the apple of Dord!
Honestly, his teeth looked...
They looked like they were drawn by pencil.
Like the wind could have knocked him over.
They looked like they were drawn on paper with pencil.
By a kindergarten kid.
He had huge balls to eat an apple with those teeth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, why would you ever think that was a good idea? Just look at those things.
I know.
They were honestly, though, also like almost grinded to nothing in the back. The molars were barely there. How do you not feel that?
I don't know. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see what we just saw.
Dord.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. You'll see it there.
Dord has grown silent.
I couldn't keep it together.
Oh, Dord.
If they got
girlfriend?
Worse too.
Is that his girlfriend?
That's his mother.
Okay.
That is his mother.
Yeah. She's... Sorry.
Cause man, huh?
They really look like driveway pebbles.
It's like the very bottom is a tooth still.
Like what? But you're then right. I've never seen it rot from the top down.
It's rot. I think they always rot.
I thought they rot top up. Or bottom.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I've never seen anything that looks like
Take
that.
Take care of your teeth. please.
But there's no, he's not brushing. He never brushed his teeth
that's
ever.
That's the thing, right?
He's never brushed his teeth ever, guys.
No, because you can see like calcium buildups on his bottom teeth, like from the gums.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
oh, super bad. Man. God damn it.
Again, go check it out if you want to see it for yourself.
Dord, damn you.
be afraid.
Like
be
the mouth afraid. Of Satan's mistress.
Oh, horrible. Horrible.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.